Fred Muller, Niski Yuna. Shark Talk is on the radio right now. I sure would like to hear. No one has said to me, I've never heard anybody say, why don't these refugees, any of them, say they want to go to Russia? I'd like to hear an answer to that.
Barry Finley, Scotia, New York. Our political season is unique in how long it runs, how expensive it is, and how much entertainment it provides for at least a year and a half to 2 years before the presidential election. However, at least one major candidate should have been disqualified by the fact that he helped throw the election of 2000 to the winner by throwing approximately 10,000 to 12,000 people off the electoral rolls who were otherwise perfectly qualified to vote and who in all probability would have voted for the losing side. Another candidate is the head of a company, which by personal experience I know did everything it could to avoid its warranty by making it difficult to return a defective product or a product that was not suitable during the warranty period. A third candidate has attacked Ed Snowden, even though we know that after 2 years, not one breach of security and not one person has been threatened by the information Snowden provided to selected members of the press. However, this candidate believes that the American people are not entitled to the same privacy that she herself sought to have by sending emails outside of government channels.
My name is Alexander Mihailovich. I live in Bennington, Vermont. I was driving from work today, and I heard Herb London's column. I found it very offensive. This is not because I am not a conservative. This is really because I found it far too inflammatory, and it had a hysterical tone that was inappropriate. I'm willing to listen to any segment of the political spectrum as long as it's an honest attempt to engage in engage some of the facts that are out there. We can all disagree about the significance of facts, but we can't disagree about, you can't simply fabricate, which is what he was doing in describing history.